Welcome to Community Connection, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. How are we doing there, Karen?
We're doing great, Tom. Thanks for having us. Wow, it's hard to imagine that it's that time again.
And we're looking at a big old parade coming our way, aren't we?
Absolutely. December 7th, and we're looking forward to a great year this year.
Oh, this is going to be wonderful. Now, when we have this Christmas parade, I understand that this is a place where it all shuts down. Everybody has all eyes on the participants, and it's a real big time celebration here in Bartlesville. Tell me a little bit more about this.
Well, it is a big celebration, and we actually, it's a nighttime parade.
Yes.
So it's beautiful with all the lights and music. It starts at 6:30 in downtown Bartlesville from the Phillips parking lot. And, you know, we generally have 80 to 100 entries, so it's quite a spectacle.
That's just a few, isn't it?
That's just a few. The logistics of getting that together can be a little bit hairy sometimes, but it is wonderful to be there.
Now, I understand that you use this parade to help fund your projects, and you've got, all different kinds of classes there from the schools that you help out.
Absolutely. We do a recognition for the Bartlesville area schools for the eighth graders mm-hmm. and for sophomores, and a major function is to support scholarships for sophomores and seniors. We also do some recognition for Tri-County students and adult students as well.
Wonderful. Everybody gets into the act, don't they?
Absolutely.
Now, we also have five area schools. I understand not only Bartlesville, but Dewey, Caney Valley, Wesleyan, Copan. So we're bringing everybody together.
All of Washington County.
All of Washington County. Who's our Grand Marshal this year?
Our Grand Marshal is former City Manager Ed Gordon.
Oh, wow. So, what kind of float is Ed going to be on?
Absolutely. Well, actually, Ed gets to ride in a convertible, a bright candy apple red convertible.
That'd be the envy of Santa Claus, wouldn't it?
Yes, and right at the front of the parade.
Oh,
so,
goodness sakes.
So he gets to lead things off.
Oh, great. And with this, we have judging categories, too. With first, second, and third place winners. You got this all divided up so everybody gets a little piece of the action.
Well, actually, we do. And our theme this year is Christmas Around the World. Mm-hmm. And so we have categories that will highlight that theme. We encourage all of the entrants to embrace that theme in some way. And so we have a category for a parade theme, that the float that actually is more adheres to that, a category for nonprofits, category for business, and one for corporate. Now, business and corporate are a little bit different because the business floats are ones that the participants produce themselves. The corporate floats are one where someone else does all the legwork.
Now, we need to have all the floats and entries entering at the Phillips 66 parking lot from the south entrance. What time do they have to be there?
Well, they can start coming in about 2 o'clock uh-huh. to start the, if they have to assemble their floats and mm-hmm. to get in the lineup. They have to be in place for judging by 5 o'clock, and the parade will kick off promptly at 6:30.
There you go. And this goes all around town, doesn't it? Wow.
We have a new route this year, actually. We're going to be incorporating Cherokee again after a long while. Yes.
Didn't that used to be the old route a long time ago?
It was a long time ago. Actually, it was pre-me. So I have not experienced as co-chairing the parade with Mike Dronick. We've been doing it now since the chamber actually took over, what's it now, Karen, about 11 years?
Yes, over 10.
Years it.
Ooh, my. Now, if you have questions about the parade, you provided us with a hotline number, 918-977-3400. Now, does it cost anything to get into the parade as far as getting your float in there, getting signed up?
Yes, it does. Because we use the parade as a fundraiser to fund our programs, it's actually $30 and $15. You can get an easy $5 off that if you sign up by November 15th. Then it's $25 for businesses, $10 for nonprofits.
All right. And you got a form where people can take care of that down at the Kiwanis Foundation at 414 Southeast Washington Boulevard. And this is PM be $199.
Well, that's if they're mailing their information in. Mm-hmm. They can go on to the website at BartersvilleChristmas.org or the Kiwanis, BartersvilleKiwanis.org. Those forms are there. They just click on Christmas Parade and all the information to enter the parade, all the information about what to do, when to be there, what not to do, all of that information they can find there. And there's also an easy way to just pay by PayPal online.
Oh, good Lord, you made it so easy. Now, before we get to the parade, we have, with Christmas Around the World, some wreaths. And I understand this is kind of new, the Bartlesville Holiday Wreaths.
Well, actually, this is our sixth annual. So, you know, we've been at this a little while. Mm-hmm. And again, this started out as a Kiwanis fundraiser. But the exciting thing is that it has turned into a community fundraiser.
It has expanded.
It has expanded. So from the beginning when it was a wreath display and silent auction of wreaths, now we have turned it into a big party. So not only do we display wreaths, and this year they're going to be displayed for 10 days at the Hilton Garden Inn, and then we have a big finale party in the ballroom at the Hilton Garden, and every participating organization will have an exhibit booth where they do lots of fun things. They promote, they sell, they raffle, they recruit. We invite them to be as creative as they can to take advantage of this opportunity, not only to auction off and, you know, fundraise with their wreath, but other activities that they have going on. They may promote events that they have coming up in the holiday season.
So this is a way to just share a little bit and, of course, celebrate the holiday season, too, with a lot of beauty, a lot of art, and, of course, do a little fundraising, too, that's quite necessary for a lot of these folks to
continue
their good works for the rest of the year.
That's right. And Kiwanis is really proud, do the coordination of this event. So we've tried to make it as easy as possible and not a lot of work for the individual organizations that participate. They're, you know, the main thing they have to do is recruit somebody to design a beautiful wreath for them. And boy, they do a great job. It is quite a spectacle. And although we do, share pictures on social media, it's nothing like coming down and seeing the display. The wreaths will be on display from Monday, November 25th, which is the beginning of Thanksgiving week. They'll be there through the week and until the party on Tuesday, December 3rd.
Wow. This sounds like a lot of fun. And, of course, with BartlesvilleChristmas.org, that's where you can take care of getting your tickets. And is this also where folks can enter through or get entry information?
That's right. So we still have a few spots left if there are organizations out there that haven't registered yet. So we can take care of that. But we're really starting to promote the ticket purchase. So getting tickets purchased by November 25th is important for a couple of reasons. One is we've got some changes this year. People who have attended before realize that their ticket is a vote for a wreath
and a possible
cash prize. This year, we're making each entry ticket to the party worth 5 votes.
So get on that, folks.
Absolutely, the participating organizations. Want to get out there and sell tickets so that their supporters can vote for their wreaths. We have 2 People's Choice Awards. The first place is a $250 cash award, and second place is a $150 cash award. And guess what? We have added a third category this year, and it will be the Grand Marshal's Theme Award. So we're going to put Ed Gordon to work, and we're going to have him choose the wreath that best represents our theme in conjunction with the Christmas parade, which is Christmas around the world. So no pressure, Ed.
No pressure, Ed. you get to ride in that nice car. You got to do a little work, just a little bit of work.
That's right.
Well, this is going to be wonderful. And you just handed me the parade route. Oh, look at this. This is going to cover a lot of territory here. Let's see. We're going to start out at the Phillips parking lot. Going to take it down Frank Phillips Boulevard to Cherokee Avenue. And then we're going to take it on back. I don't know what street that is.
Fifth Street.
Fifth to Keeler. Keeler to Adams. And then back to the parking lot area there. That's, boy, you better get there early and get your little folding chair out there and hunker down for your spot.
Absolutely. And even though that sounds like a long route, Tom.
It's not.
Guess what? We will have floats coming back into the parking lot before the last floats leave at the beginning.
It's a big parade.
It's a big parade.
It's a big parade.
So you're not going to really be getting too much of a gap in between any of this going on. So if you're a spectator here, you're going to be a while.
You're going to be a while. And one of the things we really want to, especially for the entrance in the parade, you said it's a long route, and Karen just mentioned that we don't have, sometimes we still have entries in the parade before people getting back, before other floats are gone. Mm-hmm. But for safety's sake, everybody has to finish the parade route. We don't allow, if you will, anybody to leave the parade route along the way, just so that the spectators are safe and the entrance and the parade are safe as well.
Oh, thank goodness, because that can cause a great deal of confusion, and people can get hurt.
Absolutely. And, of course, Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus will be ending the parade, and they'll have their elves handing out candy. And all along the parade route, other entrants are allowed to have elves with them handing out, and I say handing out because
we don't throw that
because for safety's sake, again, we don't want those little ones trying to get that candy and running out in front of a float or anything else.
And the little ones just don't understand that sometimes if you're driving that float, you can't see them.
You can't see them. Yeah,
that is correct.
So
that's good that we're handing that off.
Correct.
So this is really going to be neat. So we have the wreaths. The Christmas around the world with our beautiful wreaths and more. And that'll be on the 3rd of December. We've got that going on from, I guess, the 25th of November to the 3rd of December at the Hilton Garden Inn. And the 7th, we turn the town all North Pole.
All North Pole.
We go Christmas all out.
That's right.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Kiwanis Club and what the Kiwanis Club is all about. A little history on that, because I see the Kiwanis Club in virtually every community I've lived in, and they just nonstop. It's like everybody's wound up like an 8-day watch. They just keep going and going.
That's right. I mean, Kiwanis is an international service organization.
Yes.
So, as you said, you see it in virtually every community in the country. And, you know, our focus is children and community. And Kiwanis takes great pride in presenting, you know, these community activities at Christmas time. We also do the 4th of July. So, you know, half of the year we're working on Christmas and half of the year we're working on 4th of July. There are two big events. And in addition to that, our major fundraiser in the community is the Sooner Junior Miniature Golf Course.
Okay.
And so in the spring and summer, you know, we're, all volunteers are operating that miniature golf course for the benefit of the community. We just finished our big Halloween bash. And so Sooner Junior will be closed for the winter, but we'll be back next spring. And, you know, that's another fundraising activity that allows us to support individual students as well as youth organizations in the community.
I always ask this, what draws you to the organization?
Because it is a service organization. We have a heart for the community. We have a heart for kids. And Kiwanis just is the epitome of what that is. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we do here, too, is we want to be sure that what we do, we are accessible to the community, and we are accessible to people who want to join us. We are now meeting at noon on Wednesdays at Tri-County Tech, And it's an easy place, lots of free parking. And we have wonderful speakers on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. And it gives us the opportunity to be involved with the community. But it also, if you can't make that meeting every week, it gives you an opportunity to come and volunteer. Mm-hmm. So come in out on Wednesdays and see what we're about and see if that fits in with your schedule as well.
Well, as big as the organization is growing, you're going to need Tri-County Tech, I guess.
That's right.
What drew you to it?
Absolutely, the service opportunity. I love the way I'm so proud of the wreath event, for example, because so many organizations are joining together to make something happen in the community, and that's something that Kiwanis, you know, really strives to do, is to partner with organizations in the community to, you know, make something really wonderful happen. So for me, you know, I'm all about working together with organizations as we support our youth in the community.
This is wonderful. So I want everybody to mark the dates again. First of all, we have Christmas around the world. That's the theme. But we also have the 6th annual Bartlesville Holiday Wreaths and More, November 25th through December 3rd. And that's going to be at the Hilton. And, of course, downtown on the 7th. Do we call it nighttime or twilight? I guess it's nighttime because it's pretty much nighttime.
Well, it's nighttime by 6:30.
By 6:30 more now with the time change and everything. We have the Christmas parade with the Kiwanis. Ladies, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us, Tom. We appreciate it.